Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
We are taking it all in from the audience here and listeners who love us. We love you. Thank you, guys. We're broadcasting live today from Joe's Sports Bar and Grill on Jones Bridge Road. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out with you guys. And, Mike, it's been a fun day. We started the day, for those of you just tuning in, maybe you're on your way home. Oren back at the studio had a fire drill, which forced him out of the studio.
A phony baloney fire drill.
He had to exit and follow the rules. I know you don't like to, but he had to.
I never leave my post, Carl, if I'm broadcasting.
And that led to Mike and I reminiscing about a story where Mike punched a wall, threatened a boss, and almost got suspended. But that's neither here nor there.
I just thought it was the wrong – it was our second week together, Carl. We're trying to build the brand.
This is true.
This was not the time to take off the middle of afternoon drive.
Yeah, look, I think you told him that in special words I think you used.
Blanky, blanky, blanky.
Exactly. Yes, we started the show, and that was kind of going on. We got into the Falcon stuff, and we're going to get back into it because Zach Robinson was talking about the failures of third down. He feels like they all seem different. For the last 2 weeks, just to put this in context – we didn't convert a first down against the Patriots 2 weeks ago. Check that. We converted one.
Right.
We didn't convert any first downs last week in Germany in that game.
So that's like 1-for-18?
1-for-18 on third down the last 2 weeks.
Carl, I don't know much about football. That doesn't sound too good.
Well, here's the deal. If we do that Sunday, we're losing to Carolina.
Right.
If we don't convert third downs on Sunday, and I hate to say it, because we shouldn't have lost to Carolina the first time.
They basically – now, what happened at the Carolina game is that's when I got mad about Zach Robinson quitting on the run game.
Early.
He chickened out on the run game. I thought the events overwhelmed our second-year offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Now, if he has the presence of mind to stay the course, and if Bijan's not getting penetration, you can pivot to Tyler Allgeier, and then we'll get – Bijan will get his 75 to 80 yards in the passing game.
That's right.
But how hard is that to figure out? So that's where the Charlotte game. Now, Michael Penix Jr. got off to a tough start. The footwork was rough. The defense kept us in check. You can't blame the defense when there's a pick six or the interception sets them out, 30 yards away. Defense wasn't bad. But unfortunately, Michael Penix Jr. had what was his worst game of the year. And I guess you could argue at times what we just saw in Berlin would be his second worst game of the year.
I would agree with that. We talked to Raheem Morris yesterday live at Flowery Branch. It's online at odyssey.com. Go check it out. Here's what he said about the confidence issue, because we asked, does our quarterback have an issue with confidence right now?
No, it was all-encompassing, what you just said. It was what you're talking about, the missed throws, they came on third down. You know, if we're talking about the missed out throw to Mooney on the sideline, where we're trying to layer over a defender, and the guy's there, and you try to layer it, you put too much, and it goes out of bounds. That leads into frustration. And then you come right back out after that, and – pivot off a thing, you progress across the middle of the field, you throw it to Davis Sills, and you don't take your next hitch, and you kind of throw it right behind him. And those frustration things, that was the frustration that he had. It's not a confident thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Carl and I,
okay.
All right. Fine. Now, look, you've got to help this young man out. I wasn't trying to be melodramatic last week when I said at a crossroads, But it just doesn't feel like that because if you don't get this thing right.
No, it does.
You know, and if Zach, if they lose five, guys, you lose five games in a row, you're 3-7, you're done. I think we understand in our audience, you've got like 10-15% who still believe this team can be playoff bound. I don't see it, but I'm a season ticket holder. Like, I'm going to be there on Sunday. But to me, you've lost the script. You know, 10-7, you got to go 7-1 now.
Well, you know what else, Mike?
Come on.
Here's the other part about this. It's not just that you have to win. You have to win in an impressive fashion.
Right.
To get everybody back on board to believe that what you're talking about is possible. Don't get me wrong. We win 10-7 on Sunday. I'm going to be ecstatic because I'm tired of losing. Okay?
Right.
But if we win 31-3.
And return the favor from Charlotte.
Okay. And then you turn right back around, and this part of the schedule, guys, the next three games are not only winnable, but it's like the softest part of the schedule. The Jets have just basically traded away their two best players.
We're going to see them tonight. Sauce Gardner, by the way, Drake London, he wasn't always lined up against Sauce because when Drake's in the slot, Sauce is still on the outside receiver. But when he was man-to-man with Sauce, he got what he wanted.
He did. And look, I'm glad they didn't go away from throwing at Sauce on Sunday. I mean, you went at him. Drake ended up getting a touchdown. But here's what I'm laying out to you. If you really want to get people back on board with just not winning.
Drop the hammer. Have control.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And then here's the thing. The next three, and I just want to lay this out, and I'm not looking ahead. Trust me. Nostradamus.
Yeah.
I can't do it with this team. Panthers at Saints. They're terrible. Jets. You could win three in a row. Exactly.
That's Uncle Phil laughing
Thank
in the background.
Thank you, Phil. You win three in a row, and this is what Mike's saying. And all of a sudden, we're back to 500.
Oh, and then Arthur Blank's going to go, you know, that amazing late season swing to get us to 8-9. You're still not in the playoffs. It's eight seasons.
But you got to do
without
this.
Without the playoffs.
But, Mike, you got to do this to at least set yourself up.
Oh, I'm with you. Like, we'll have that final postmortem on this thing in January.
But I'm just saying, like, if it's going to happen, it's got to happen
but
now.
They've shown the inability to understand how to manage a game. They've shown the inability
Phil,
to
Phil, you're
pivot.
Wrong for that, Phil.
They've shown the you're time. That was comedic timing,
it was
Phil.
Perfect.
But
it was
no,
perfect.
They showed the inability to pivot. Okay, I got my plan. Here's their plan. Okay, their plan's better than my plan. What's my plan B? Oh, my God, I don't have a plan B. See, that's the problem. That's why we are 3-6 in my mind. So to me, as a Falcon fan, I would have a – if I'm Arthur Blank, I clean sweep it. Fair or unfair, Terry Fontenot's had about a 50-50 shot as a GM, but you haven't made the playoffs in 5 years in a row. Carl, that's an eternity in the NFL. Eight seasons for Falcon fans. And then I know it's a brutal process, ripping off the Band-Aid, starting the interview process, finding that next assistant coach. Hopefully you catch lightning in a bottle, a 1-3 shot at best.
Let's hear Raheem talk about the news he broke on our show yesterday, and that was that Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell?
Who are you?
Has been dealing with a broken collarbone. We did not know this. For Falcon fans, who were like, what's the big deal? The big deal is we saw this injury happen, and everybody's like, why is he going to the tent? And then he was done at camp. And then he was done the first 4 weeks of the season. And now we're getting to a point where he's back, and Coach admits this yesterday. Listen to what he said.
Training camp was missed. When you get back, the next point is like training camp. All of those, like, first 4 weeks of that thing, from a form standpoint, those are like training camp for him. So he's working himself back up to being fast. You know, you're talking about you going from not being able to run.
Right.
You know, not being able to practice to now being eased into it. And what does that mean? That means small segments that can possibly grow. But while you're doing that, guess what's being required? Games. Right? There is no rest. There is no time off in games. You got to go out there and fight through it and work through it. Right, so that's what he's been doing the first 4 weeks of the season, which was well expected and well known by us, and what we knew would possibly be the reasons why we would have a slower start. Right, then he catches up and he pulls the hamstring, so now you're back kind of to square zero, like you kind of explained those things. So, like, you know, you're out there practicing, it's still limited, still things is happening, just like we're talking about how you listed how all the things we got going on out there. And like, when he'll get going, he'll get going. And I think we're close to him getting going. Right, some failure is required to getting guys going. He had a little bit of failure this week when it came to that, you know, drop pass and some of those connections. But like, I think those are the things you got to work through. Those things you got to fight through. You know, Steph Curry style, right? Keep shooting.
We got that yesterday, Mike, because I said, "Well, he's practicing." Coach was like, "No, he's not practicing." Well, our perception was he's out here practicing. Why are him and Michael Penix not connecting? Which led to that explanation of this is all the stuff he's been battling, and we all went, we didn't know that.
No. Now, a lot of Falcon fans are going, that's complete BS. Look, started with Bill Belichick 30 years ago. Guys sandbagged the injury report, and we've turned it into an art form. Okay, it's just the way it is. The way we slow rolled what was going on with Caleb McGarry, later on Storm Norton. In this case, we knew something was jacked up. We didn't realize it was a clavicle.
No.
You know, a collarbone, which anybody knows, getting in out of a car, breathing, laughing, it's miserable. But, yeah, he's banged up. But that's why I'm saying, okay, let's just accept that Darnell Mooney is a zero in spikes right now, and just let's rely on other options at wide receiver. Casey Washington, you got to be healthy. Bijan, let's get Bijan more involved in the downfield game then, because he can do some of the same things that Mooney does.
I'm with you. Who's back there in the booth that was giving me thumbs down when Raw was playing? Is that I saw you, sir. I saw you. The Raw was playing. I see a thumb outside this booth just do like this.
The mood has turned. The crowd is ugly when it comes to Raheem Morris. They're not buying his.
We're almost there.
You hear this?
He said we're almost there.
The crowd is not buying. What did my neighbor say? Look at the bright side, Mike. Could be the last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's time you're talking to the man.
4 weeks ago, we're exactly where we want to be.
This is a fan telling us this.
He said it. I know. We're going to
242.
342.
242. 218, baby.
We're going to look at the tape.
We already know.
We're going to look at the tape.
We know. All right. We're coming back. We got to talk to
the
Mike.
The mood has turned ugly, Carl.
I love it when fans approach us and tell us stuff.
Break out the hot lead.
And let me tell you something else. We're going to talk to Mike Griffin from Dog Nation. Dogs have a huge game on Saturday night. Texas coming into Athens. We'll find
They're
out the
They're not buying the Raheem Morris stuff.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.